Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
Well, Samsung's foldable smartphone is real. The company showed off the device, albeit in a very, very short cameo with less lights, little lights,
darkened the lights.
It was the cameo at the end of its developer conference keynote. What do you think? This exists. It's real. We saw it. Ben, what were your first impressions?
I think the whole idea is very exciting, to create an entirely different concept for a phone / tablet that is, you know, an innovation that's been going on for many years. We've been expecting this for a long time. That being said, people should kind of have measured expectations for the first go round. Ultimately, it's going to be expensive, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the apps probably aren't really going to be there. And it's probably going to be kind of clunky at first.
It's interesting, right? They touted the multi-active app, multi-active window.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Basically, the ability to handle three apps at once. Google's on stage to talk about how Android will be supporting foldable phones. So, I mean, there seems to be a lot of forces behind it that's going to make this, you know, more than just a gimmick device.
Yeah, but let's admit the fact that it could end up becoming a gimmick device. And good for Samsung. And I think LG is also another one of these guys that's working on these types of concepts. They're
Huawei
not going to stop.
Well. Yeah.
They're not going to stop at foldable phones. They said that they're going to be working on rollable and stretchable displays as well. These are really futuristic ideas. But whether customers are going to go for this, whether the price is going to be right, and also whether the content is actually going to be, like, why would I need a rollable phone? Those are all important questions to be asking.
That first generation, even second generation of the foldable phone, it's going to be pretty rough. And remember, the first Galaxy Note was not that well received. It was a little clunky. The first curved display, the Galaxy Round, was a complete flop. It did lead to sort of the Infinity display that we have now. So, you know, these are definitely stepping stones to something greater. We just don't know when that's actually going to happen.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And so let's be cautiously optimistic that this might be a big transition away from the rectangular phones that we all know today.
So next up, CNET has its review of the Facebook Portal. That is the smart speaker / video chat device. Bottom line, it's our own Megan Wollaton says it's an expensive device, has a slightly awkward design, but really, overall, casting a shadow over all of that, are these lingering privacy concerns?
Absolutely.
Do you trust Facebook enough to have a portal in your home?
No. I personally don't. And I've talked to enough consumers that don't trust Amazon or Google to have live mics and potentially live cameras in their homes. So that's a big ask from Facebook. And I think, what is it? Our own Ian Schur wrote a story about saying, like, hey, guess what? The timing on this was really awful.
Yeah.
And he's right. Absolutely.
I mean, Facebook is coming off probably the worst year ever, right? Between Cambridge Analytica, between the breaches. Then they go, hey, guess what? We've got a cool product for you now. We've got hardware. It's got a camera. Spies on everything in your home.
So Facebook Messenger enthusiasts may buy this. Mm-hmm. It may actually find a market. So calling it completely dead on arrival, I would hesitate to say that. There might still be a market for this thing, but I think that it's an enormous uphill battle for them.
Agreed. Lastly, let's talk about the best smartphone you can't buy in the U.S. This is the Huawei Mate 20 Pro. It's got a long list of features. In-display fingerprint reader. It's got three rear cameras, one of which has a 40-megapixel sensor. It's you know, water resistant. It's got the notch. It basically hits every list, every check on that list of flagship phones, but you can't buy in the U.S.
Do you have a like a dollar value on like what it would cost if it was in the U.S.?
It's somewhere. I mean, it's like the same kind of like $1,000 plus. Premium.
So it's priced as like a flagship. It's
absolutely
not like priced like at $2,000 or anything.
No. So it's right now, just to be exact, Amazon lists it at $1,300.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's definitely a high end device. It throws in everything.
Is there any chance it could make it to the U.S.?
At this point, no. I mean, you can buy it unlocked. It's not going to be optimized for any carrier. No carrier and no U.S. retailer right now is willing to sell a Huawei device.
Well, that is too bad.
There you go. For more on those stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
Thanks for listening.